Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Well, nothing much right now, just chilling, trying to figure out how to make this work because I've never done
Yeah,
a
me too,
podcast.
actually. Yeah, me too, actually. This is my first time, so I'm trying to figure it out. But yeah, I mean, I see the topic is anything and everything, so I guess we could talk about all different kinds of subjects. Where are you from?
Well, actually, like today, I'm kind of bummed out that I didn't get to go to my first Pride parade here in my hometown because it normally it happens in Phoenix and all that those kind of cities, and today was actually the first one in my hometown in Yuma County, so.
Okay. Yeah, well, actually, like, I'm here in Atlanta, and yeah, they have a lot of festivities here. Yeah,
Yeah.
especially this weekend.
What kind of festivities do you guys have? Like, I mean.
Well, you don't want to say you guys, I mean, because I don't discriminate, but I mean, they, of course, they have like the Gay Pride parade. They have different type of comic book things. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of festivity that goes on down here. Yeah, but I mean, like I said, for each his own, and this, it brings a lot of business to the city, so it's all good.
Where do you work?
I work at Comcast.
Oh, okay.
That's the cable company.
Yeah, right now, like for me, I used to work as a security guard. But because I went to doctor because I started having some like physical pain,
Yeah.
and turns out I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis, and I had issues with my hands, so I went to go check that out, and turns out that I had carpal tunnel. So I got the operation for carpal tunnel. And with the rheumatoid arthritis, I was given this medication called methotrexate. And I guess the doctor wasn't supposed to give me that one. That one is used not only for arthritis, but it's also used for chemotherapy. And I guess the chemotherapy part got my white blood cell count low. So I had to start some treatment to get my white blood cell count back to normal.
Yeah,
So now I can't even work. The doctor told me I have to go on dis disability.
that's crazy because that's things that I've been through, and then it's weird that they'll do you that. I don't see why someone would be hold responsible for giving you that type of pill because that's crazy because that actual chemo pill disintegrates the bones, and it causes arthritis and different kind of symptoms that's related to that particular pill. But I went through radiation and I went through chemo treatment. I had cancer in the stomach. I had lymphoma, Hodgson disease. So they treated me for it, the traditional way. Of course, they have new methods, as in they have the pill now that you can take. But I was taking the one where I have a port in my chest where they have to put the needle in my chest, and they got to
Wow.
drain all this type of stuff in me, man. Oh, that was horrible. I hated that, but it was something that I had to go through, and I never do it again. Like this time, I definitely would go more of the natural way, more of the homeopathic way, and trying to figure out my body for who I am instead of giving all the authority to someone else to diagnose me to with something that potentially they could be trying to make tons of money off of. And I mean, it's nothing against the physician, because I have people in my family that's doctors.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I agree with the whole giving authority to doctors, and you know, for me, I didn't even know that. Like, I was fine back then, you know, and now I'm surprised, you know. Like, I mean, I miss working, you know, and now I have to go on disability, and I mean, you know, my brother and sister-in-law are the ones trying to help me with the medical marijuana, you know, that way I can just like remove every like pill out of my system, and not just that, but to basically not be in pain all the time.
Because
Because
it's crazy.
it's painful. Now, here's the thing about fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia is not well known, and it always gets confused with rheumatoid arthritis. And also, I thought I was the only one in my family that had the fibromyalgia, but turns out that a cousin of mine from my dad's side of the family has it too. But she found a way for her to manage that pain. From my mom's side, we have it. The rheumatoid arthritis runs in the family, but the one thing that gets me the most is the fibromyalgia, because I read that it has like 100 symptoms or more. So I get some of them. I get foggy memory and the bone pain, bone popping, the it's just crazy, you know.
Yeah, and that's something that I deal with. I deal with anger. Like, it caused so many symptoms for me. It's crazy, you know. I get angry a lot, and I try to control my anger. I got a lot of bone pain, and you know, fortunately for me, and you know, it's sad, but you know, everybody have their own path in life. But you know, I was able to establish enough finances where, you know, right now I'm doing what I love, and that's videography and music. You know, I produce music. So basically, I have my own business and my own non-profitable organization. So, you know, at this point, I'm dealing with the pain exactly how you just said. I do the marijuana. Like, I do it constantly, and the reason why is because it does help me, and it helped me through my counseling. It helped me when I went through that process. It actually helped me to have an appetite because I didn't take none of the pills that they was giving. They was giving me like pills that causes depression, it causes suicidal thoughts, and give for the neuropathy in my hand, because I used to feel all that. Like, but look, let me say one thing. I won't go on and off, but see, the thing is, the key is this. Because see, I study health food. The thing is this, hey, you change your diet, I promise you'll get rid of that. I promise you. If you change your diet and you start absolutely analyzing everything you put in your body, you can heal yourself. Because you as a human, you have the ability to heal yourself, but you can't put poison in your body. And I'm not gonna sit up here and tell you, oh, I put everything healthy in my body. No, I don't. So that's why when I do feel these pains, you know, I can't blame nobody. I gotta be like, okay, let me figure out what's going on, because something I'm putting in my body, it causes symptoms. You know, because I don't know your business, but you haven't been in no kind of horrific accident or nothing like that.
I agree.
Yeah, so from me saying that, it's more saying like, well, it's got to be something we put in our body, something the water we drinking, you know, and we have to analyze that. You know what I'm saying? And try to eat more healthy and be more health conscious. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, because I actually noticed that I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't have the pains as bad as I used to, but I do feel it, but it's bearable. And honestly, like, I have lost weight as well. So it helps. like you said, like eating right,
Yeah.
and exercising. So.
Yeah. That's key. That's key because, you know, not only is physically good for the body, it's spiritually good. You know, you can have your mental on the basis of actually healing yourself. You know, like
Yeah.
you know the yeah, you know the old saying when they say, if you think it, so be it, and that's how it's supposed to be. Like you gotta know that you healed, know that you are free from pain. You gotta believe it in your heart and your mind, and you gotta know it's true. And I guarantee it will relieve. Also, like I said, I'm talking to you, but it's self-meditation for me. It's reminding myself of things that I need to do to get myself, because no one can point your finger at no one and judge them and say, oh, this person is, because no one knows the next person's pain, you know? It's hard out there. Yeah, they got
Yeah,
people
I
that suffer.
totally agree.
Yeah, they got people that suffer. So, yeah, like I said, you know, I enjoyed this conversation, definitely. And, you know, this because this is what I love. I love to help people with information, maybe something, you know, they can go look up. But I
Yeah.
guarantee you that health thing, the food that we put in our body, the water we drink, is definitely part of why we feel these ailments and why I was diagnosed with cancer early in my life. You know, and you know, hey, I don't even eat meat. I'm not no vegetarian because I do eat like fish, but everything else I don't eat. So I
Yeah.
thought I was on the right track to try to, you know, better my health, but I wasn't. Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Well, I'm 36.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm actually 26.
Okay. All right. 36. Yeah, I could tell. Man, you that's see what I'm saying? And that's horrible that you had to go through that so early in your life. Like I said, I went through it early in my life too. And you know, that's you know, the good thing is you can heal from it and try to get as much information and knowledge, and don't let them doctors be doing that to you. Don't let them cut on you. Don't let them give you no medicine, because that medicine is deadly. It'll definitely have you in suicidal mode, have you depressed, feeling like you can't coexist with the rest of the world. And you don't want to feel like that. You know what I mean? You.
Yeah, I definitely agree because, I mean, not only does the dieting help, but also having the support system,
Yes.
you know, and,
Yes.
you know, I noticed when I was first taking the medication that I wasn't completely there. Like, I mean, even I listened to one of my family members saying, like, what is she all right? Because all I could do was stare off into space. Like I
Yeah.
couldn't even speak. Like I just.
That's horrible. That is so horrible. Because you know it's so familiar to me, because see, I that's just one of my things that I went through in my life with the cancer. But actually, I used to catch non-epileptic seizures. Non-epileptic meaning I didn't used to go into convulsion. I just used to go like into like a deep trance, and my heartbeat felt like I'm about to die. And they diagnosed me a medicine called Topamax, and man, it had me like a zombie. And well, it looked like the broadcast about to end, but man, that's a horrible medicine. Yeah, but
Yeah, I agree. So, hopefully, like, since it's gonna cut us off soon, you know, what, you know, it's nice talking to you, and I'm wrap it up pretty quick, so.
we can wrap it up. But like I said, hey, if we want to, we could just go back to anything and everything, and we should be the only two people in here to, you know, finish it up before we get off if you want to. But yeah, because I definitely enjoyed, you know, I like talking about this type of stuff. But yeah, we're gonna wrap it up and try to meet back up. All right.
All right.
All right. Nice
Nice
talking.
talking to you. Take
You
care.
too. All right, you too. All right.
Bye.
Bye bye.